From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, this is VK4, Golf Romeo Bravo, Gary at Ferryland, for the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club. The Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club held their club general meeting and AGM on the Saturday morning, the 5th of September 2020, by Zoom conference meeting. The outcome of the AGM is that all positions on the management committee for the 2020-2021 year will be as followed. President Doug McDonald, VK4AMC. Vice President Peter Griffiths, VK4POP. Secretary Treasurer Neil Holmes, VK4NF. Repeater Coordinator Gary Bray, VK4GRB. Wison Officer Reg Cuslinks, VK4AQU. The Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club has three repeaters. 2 metres, VK4RED on 147.250. Positive offset. It has the capabilities of FM and C4FM. 91.5 access tone. The Dolby Town repeater. The Bunya Mountains repeaters is 2 metres VK4RET on 146.675, negative offset. It also has the capabilities of FM, C4FM, 91.5 access tone. We also have a 70 centimetre repeater up on the Bunya Mountains, VK4RET, 438.700, negative offset, also has the capabilities of FM and C4FM, also requires a 91.5 access tone. The 70 centimetre repeater VK4RET, 438.700, has Wires X on it. The node for Wires X is 38133. The node number is 38133. We also have a room for the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club. The room number is 48133. That's 48133 on the Wires X system. The Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club hold 2 nets every week. 2 metre net Wednesday night is held on 146.675 megahertz at 19:30 hours or 7:30 PM. It goes under the call sign of VK4BAD. The HF net, the bad net, held on 3.650 megahertz, 19:30 hours or 7:30 PM. It also goes under the call sign of VK4BAD. A note that the HF net for the Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club will be changing their time from 7:30 PM to 8 PM. That's 2000 hours. From Sunday night, the 4th of October, 2020. This is VK4 Golf Romeo Bravo, Gary at Ferryland, for the VK4BAD Bunya Mountains and District Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. in the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I bet most of us have seen the banner headlines in the press and the amateur radio news sources. It is time to break out the DX spray and shine the antennas and make sure there is an adequate supply of electrons in the PC to lodge the EQSLs and logs. Sunspot Cycle 25 has been officially announced this week past. For those who have never operated during times of increasing sunspot numbers, the next few years should provide a feast of interesting operations on the HF bands. Bands which currently appear dead to voice and CW will open up and regular skeds will be possible. Many people have just been able to access digital modes and they're finding the enhanced sensitivity is giving them DX that they haven't been able to otherwise attain. Not only will the weak signal modes come to life like most have never experienced, but the old-fashioned practice of using microphones will become popular once more. That is when we can enjoy periods of almost uninterrupted good conditions. I look forward to the next 4 to 5 years. Now to something else. I've mentioned how pleased I was to see the WIA release the Trial Foundation test generator. Part of this was that some years ago I stuck my nose into books on adult education and learning. What a deep subject this is, and to demonstrate, I would suggest people look up a reasonable library catalogue and see the extraordinary number of published books and articles that you could access. All too often, people get treated as if they were products dropped off the end of a production line. The sausage machine analogy applies here. As educators have learnt more about teaching, schools have had to adapt the teaching to suit the younger learners. And in the adult learning field, there are several types of learners to be accommodated. With this in mind, the various resources that we've had for people wanting to master the theoretical aspect of amateur radio and electronics have addressed a certain number of learners who were adept in book learning and classroom instruction from the previous WIA training. This scheme has been shifted somewhat with the AMC taking a different approach. What the trial examination does is provide a method of people testing their knowledge and understanding of the subject matter in their own home and at their own time. There is no question bank available to simply try and memorize the questions and answers, and as the app rewrites the papers for each attempt, it isn't likely many people would remember the questions precisely. Anyway, there is ample precedent, as when I first wanted to sit the test, the old papers were available at no charge from the local radio inspector's office. Later, the question and answer books based on the syllabuses for the novice and advanced theory papers. Overseas countries with far greater amateur populations than Australia have publicly available question banks for candidates to use. The whole idea is to introduce people to a recreation for which you have to demonstrate a basic competency. Amateur radio is a recreation which in many ways puts us on a path of lifelong learning, and being able to take the first step is getting through the assessment. Whatever the means that helps that person join our ranks, then that is the right method for that person. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.